Beloved, Christ is in our midst. There is an anonymous saint whose saying is recorded that he spent 20 years beseeching God to allow him to see all persons as one, to see every person as one. This is a summation of so many things Jesus has told us, the apostles and the saints have also taught us, where he tells us to love our neighbor as ourself, that is to see our neighbor as us, where we are taught that what we do to the least of our sisters and brothers is what we do to Christ, what we do to ourselves. And in this parable, Jesus tells us today, the rich man misses this because his heart is only big enough for himself, for his purple robes, his fine fashion that he has, the wonderful food that he has on his table. That's as big as his heart is. It's not big enough to include the beggar at his gate. And note that Jesus doesn't say that Lazarus was a good man, that he was virtuous, that he lived the law. Rather, he is one who patiently suffered at the gate of the rich man. And the rich man's heart could not encompass Lazarus. And so when Jesus finishes the parable, it should come as no surprise that the rich man is not with Lazarus, because in life he was not with Lazarus. And so in death he is not with Lazarus. This parable, indeed, in it, Jesus shows us how we must open our hearts to look to see every person as one with us. Because we hear again and again in the litanies, let us offer ourselves and one another and our whole life. We don't say our whole lives as though we are all separate from one another, but we say our whole life. And in another litany, we even speak of the completions of our life, completions plural, because our life is one, and we are each given our own completion of it. We each have our own death in this life, which is one. And this life is one because Christ fashioned us as one human race, fashioned in his image. And brothers and sisters, if we truly look to see everyone as one with us, what a revelation of life that is to us. The person who cuts us off in traffic, instead of making a sign that wouldn't pass for a blessing, we can say, there goes me. I do that. I've done that. And I will do it again. Or the person who's rude to us. How it changes us to say, that is me. Having a rough day. I do that. And I will do it again. And what about the person of violence who commits murder? If we can't see them as one with us, then at least we could see ourselves as less than they. Saint Pimen the Great expressed this to one of his disciples, who said, "To the pure, all things are pure," so that we see ourselves as less than any creature. And his disciple said, "How can I see myself less than a murderer?" And Pimen said, "To the one who has reached this virtue, they can see the person committing murder and say, 'He commits murder once. I do it every day.'" And that should not be a shock to us, because St. John, in one of his letters, says, "He who hates his brother is a murderer." When we think hateful thoughts of someone, when we wish them ill, we are a murderer just as much as the person of violence who physically kills someone. That if we cannot see ourselves as one with every person, the good and the bad, then at least let us see ourselves as less than they. Urging God to forgive them, that they go to heaven, and we alone be cast into Hades. How our life changes when we can see us as one with others, and others as one with us. When we do these things, see the person who offends us and say, "That is me," how it chases away vengeance. How it makes judgment flee as from fire. How it extinguishes wrath. When we understand these things in our heart, to have our heart big enough to see others as one with us, and us as one with others, then indeed we will know Christ in us, in others, because he is in all of us.